And welcome here to the third edition here of our Sounds of the Game featuring the Skanes City Beavers and its Goodland Cowboys. I'm Adam Kadavy here on WesternKansasNews.com, and it was a road opener, district opener for Skanes City on Friday night as they traveled into the Mountain Time Zone to face the Goodland Cowboys there at Cowboy Stadium. You had two teams coming in, polar opposite results so far this year. Skanes City at 2-0 on the year, and they didn't look pretty doing it in the first two games with only 14 points a game, but the defense had been solid to the first two games. Goodland was blown out twice and had come in with a 49-12 home opening loss to the Ulysses Tigers. Beavers have dominated this series coming in, 15 consecutive wins over Goodland, and last year it was a 61-0 rout, of course, in front of the brand-new stadium at Darner Field there for Skanes City. And Skanes City, the Beavers, would look to kind of exercise some demons here. They haven't had good starts to start off the year here so far in their first two games, but that all changed on Friday night in a 55-0 victory over the Goodland Cowboys. Here, well, we'll get started here with our first quarter highlights, and man, were there a lot of them in the first quarter here. Goodland had won the toss. They elected to defer. Skanes City would take the ball, and they would go 56 yards on their opening drive. On nine plays on the ground there, it was kind of student body left, student body right, right up the middle, and just positive four or five, some bigger yards gained on their runs. And Skanes City would have their first score of the opening drive on an opening drive this year, and it would come from a senior, Hunter Yeager.
Kevin Ehrman will be split wide to the left. Tied in left side as well, second and goal from the five. Hunter Yeager in motion. He'll get the jet sweep left side. Bounce the outside. Cuts it up and is in. Is he? Yes. Touchdown, Skanes City. Hunter Yeager's first touchdown of the year. And the Beavers, for the first time in 2019, with an opening drive score with 8:23 to go in the first quarter. They lead it 6-0 in a nice sweep play over the left side on the ninth play of the drive.
So Skanes City also, of course, took advantage of short field after Goodland had onside kicked it to begin the game. It went out at about the it was recovered at about the 44-yard line. So a 56-yard drive for Skanes City, and first opening drive score of the year for the Beavers. And Alexis Reyes with the PAT made it 7-0. And then Goodland helped out Skanes City on Goodland's opening drive after they had it at their own 22-yard line. They gained 1 yard, and then a high snap. They've had problems, have the Cowboys, snapping the ball this year. And the quarterback, Leighton Keir, would have to fall on it back at the 5-yard line on second down and third and long from their own five. It was the Beavers scoring on the defensive end.
So Skanes City looking for a good defensive stand here. They've been pretty solid on the defense here through the first two games. Just 17% conversions by the opponents on third downs. Goodland just 26% on third down this year. From his own five, back to pass. Slips on the turf and is going to be brought back. Is it a safety? Yes! 2 more points for the Beavers. In there that time, Caleb Vandergriff, Eli Agmack, the whole line, Brandon Winterland, and it's 9-0. Skanes City with 6:53 to go, first quarter.
So the safety there, also Gabe Bowers is in on that as well. Made it 9-0. Skanes City with 6:53 to go, first quarter. The free kick for Goodland would be kicked deep there. Isaac Tarango would return it to about the 45 of Goodland, but a personal foul on Skanes City from the spot of the foul would back it up to their own 39, and then it'd be a two-play drive, but it was all by one senior fullback that had a pretty good night there in short amount of time. And here's how the first play of the drive was set up there for the third score of the game.
And it'll be first and 10, Beavers at their own 39, up 9-0 here. So first half of this first quarter, a two-score lead already for the Beavers. Wing T set up, receiver right is Justice McDaniel. Harrison King under center. Hard count, almost got his right tackle to flinch. Here's Cale Goodman, first down, 50, 45, 40. Goodman to the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Drag it to the end zone. No, down to the 1 yard line.
Cale Goodman's run of 60 yards set up the Beavers at the 1 yard line, and would be their longest play from scrimmage so far this year. Well, the drive would end quickly with 6:12 to go, first quarter. Cale Goodman would start it with a 60 yard run. Well, why not give it to him to finish the drive off?
Beavers lead it 9-0 and 3 feet away from taking a bigger lead. Everybody bunched in the box, about 9 in the box. Goodman will finish the drive up right side, standing up, touchdown. 6:12 to go, first quarter. Goodman's third rushing touchdown of the year from a yard out, and the Beavers lead at 15-0.
So Caleb Goodman's third rushing touchdown of the year gave Scott City the 15-0 lead with 6:12 to go first quarter. The extra point would be failing because a high snap and the pass was deflected in the end zone for the two-point conversion. So in a matter of 5 minutes and 48 seconds of the ball game, the first 5:48, Scott City would have their season high of points in an entire ball game. But their output wasn't done yet in that first quarter. Scott Say would force a three and out for the Cowboys, and they'd have a different punter. He'd only punted a net 1 yard to the 23-yard line, and the Beavers struck quickly, yet once again entering the first quarter, taking advantage of short field.
5:13 to go here in the opening quarter. Shotgun set up, four receivers set here for the Beavers. They'll send Gooden in motion. He gets a jet sweep carry right side. 15-10, 5 touchdown, Scott City. Jet sweep carry right side. Parker Gooden from 23 yards out, and it is 21-0 Scott City with 5:06 to go first quarter.
The extra point would be successful there from Alexis Reyes to make it 22-0 with 5:06 to go first quarter. That was Gooden's second rushing touchdown of the year. Goodland would have a first down, and then they'd be forced to punt. Scott City would get the ball at their own 33-yard line, and it didn't take long again for Scott City to march it down the field, and it would be one of their longest touchdown runs of the year, actually match their longest touchdown run of the year, this time the second of the first quarter from Hunter Yeager.
So first and 10 at the 40-yard line after that 4-yard run there for Goodman. Sweet play left side. Hunter Yeager cuts it up. 35-30, has nothing but grass. 20-10-5. He will waltz into the end zone for his second touchdown of the night. 58 seconds to go first quarter. Put another 6 on the board for the Beavers, and it's 28-0.
Alexis Reyes, PAT, made it 29-0 for Scott City with 58.4 seconds to go first quarter. Scott City ended up with over 200 yards of offense on the ground in that first quarter, just dominating. And 29 points, they eclipsed, of course, they doubled what they had their output for the first two games combined. And it was a good confidence builder there for the offense. Scott City would lead 29-0 after the first quarter.